With your Amex card, entertainment benefits like special ticket access and pre-sales to select can't-miss events while supplies last, make every tap music to your ears.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Welcome back to another edition of Sound of Spurs podcast, the 50th anniversary of the Spurs. So we're bringing in some famous Spurs and some guys that are a big part of the Spurs history. And normally, I must confess that I have a big script in front of me when I bring a guest in, even if I know the guest very well. I don't need a script with this guy. He's a homie. Malik Rose, two-time NBA champion with the San Antonio Spurs, big part of this organization. Great to have you here.
Man, it's great to be back. Thanks for that warm introduction, and I couldn't be happier.
I'm so proud of you because not of only what you did as a player, but you have really had success in your postseason playing career, your post-playing career. Obviously, as a broadcaster with the Sixers and now in the front office with the NBA, you work with the G League, and I want to get to all of that. But in any journey, we have to start in the beginning. I know the beginning, but I want you to share part of it with us because if you grew up in the city of Philadelphia, especially where we grew up, I grew up 3 miles from where Malik went to high school. There's something about basketball that is kind of just given you right in the beginning of your birth. Just it's just part of the fabric of the city, isn't it?
It really is. I mean, Philadelphia, like San Antonio, is a blue-collar city. And they really, you know, hard work and perseverance and grit and toughness, all those things are synonymous with what goes on in Philadelphia. And, you know, it's no surprise that, you know, you're finding success here with roots in Philadelphia and I'm finding success here. I think it's just we were blessed to, you know, grow up in that city, get shaped by that city, and it's helped us, you know, carve out, you know, futures and homes in new cities.
As you know, Malik, people around the country don't quite get Philadelphia fans. They don't quite get it because, I mean, let's be honest, it's a tough taste to tell you. But when you're part of it, it's a little bit different. And we can almost justify our behavior sometimes because we're from Philadelphia and we're tough. Yeah. But it's part of the fabric of growing up and playing basketball in the city because so many good players have come from the city that have that toughness. Yeah. And we have Mario Elie, who's from New York. He was the last guest we had on, and he certainly knows about the toughness, but that's just part of it, isn't it?
It really is. I mean, I guess, you know, the fans, you say the people don't like Philadelphia fans. I mean, booing Santa Claus will put you in a, you know, a unique crowd, but, you know, I wouldn't trade it in for the world. You know, I cut my teeth and doing a lot of things in Philadelphia, and it's helped me in life, and, you know, the same goes here for San Antonio. I grew up a lot here as a young adult in San Antonio with the help of, you know, some great people. And, you know, the lessons I learned, the experiences I've had, I wouldn't trade them in for the world.
You played at a high school that produced a lot of great NBA players. A fellow by the name of Wilt Chamberlain might qualify as great, but you know, Walt Hazard, Wally Jones, the list goes on and on of great players. I remember Andre McCarter, who was an excellent point guard at UCLA. In fact, the last championship point guard under John Wooden. So a great lineage there.
It really is. I mean, the list goes on and on and off the court. But I just remember growing up as a kid, you know, getting, you know, baptized into that, you know, Philadelphia basketball, you know, just legend, I guess you can say. And I remember, you know, when I was growing up, you know, Gene Banks, we've honored him here during the 50-year anniversary. And he went to my high school's rival high school, West Philadelphia. So Overbrook had a guy by the name, former NBA player Lou Lloyd, spent some time in Houston, bounced around a little bit. But the battles Lou Lloyd and Gene Banks had in Philadelphia, were just legendary. So it made me fall in love with that rivalry, which is one of the reasons I went to Overbrook.
And at the same time, I was a West Catholic when Gene was at West Philly, and we had a guy named Michael Brooks, who was a great player, played at LaSalle. Yeah, exactly. So high school basketball back then was cool. So you were just a little kid back then, but you kind of were engrossed in all by all this basketball?
Yeah, man. I mean, you've been to the Palestra, so you go down there, and we were back then, you could get get quadruple headers and stuff. So you could see a lot of basketball. And, you know, with all the guys that went to the big five schools, you know, Temple, LaSalle, Villanova, St. Joe's, and Penn, and Drexel, it was just, you know, just a great time. And, you know, I learned a lot watching those guys. I learned even more playing against some of them. And, you know, here we are.
You ended up at Drexel University, which is right next to one of my favorite schools, the University of Pennsylvania, speaking of the Palestra, and you had a good, solid career there. Second-round pick of the Charlotte Hornets. Take us through what was going on back then.
I really was trying to figure it out. If I told you I wasn't, you probably wouldn't believe me, but I wasn't really thinking about, you know, realistically going to the NBA. You know, I fell in love with the game when Dr. J won the championship in 83. I was 8 years old and never looked back. You know, I loved basketball. I loved the Sixers, but I never really thought I had a chance to make it to the pros until my junior year at Drexel. I was fortunate enough to, you know, get recruited there. You know, the coach that recruited me, Walt Fuller, rest his soul, you know, he saw something in me that I didn't see in myself. They offered me a full scholarship. It was the only way I could go to school, so I took it. And then 3 years later, I finished second in the nation in rebounding. Right. And, you know, scouts started to come out to the little Drexel gym, and I said, hey, maybe I have a chance here. And decided to go after it.
Yeah, to be second in the nation rebounding at your size. You were listed at 6'7". Is it? Are you legit 6'6"?
Standing on my tippy toes, maybe about 6'6". Yeah.
I remember Greg Popovich telling me one time that if you were 6'9", you would not have been available in the second round. I don't think.
Maybe not.
But then you come to the Spurs, and like life changes for you. How did that whole thing happen as far as that transition?
It was crazy because I had done well my rookie year for the Charlotte Hornets, and Dave Cowens was a coach. He and I had a great relationship, and he loved me. You know, he had Anthony Mason, rest his soul. He was like, him and Glenn Rice were number one and two in the league in minutes. So there weren't many minutes for me, but Coach Cowens found a way for me to get in, you know, 5-10 minutes a game because he loved the way I played. And they had to cut me. So when he told me they had to cut me to sign a couple other players that were on their radar, it was late in the summer. So it was after summer league. I remember I was sitting on the couch watching an Eagles game on Sunday, and my agent called and said, hey, can you be in San Antonio on Monday? They're starting training camp on Tuesday. They need a guy. And I'm like, hell yeah, I can be there. So I was a late add to training camp. I think somebody got injured and they needed a body to fill it. And, you know, 25 years later, here I am.
I didn't realize it was that close to the season. So you didn't have any prospects at all for that year coming up?
I had some overseas prospects, and I didn't really want to go. So I got cut really late. So it maybe had been 2-3 weeks at home. So I was working out at John Harnett's and everything, you know, Harnett in Philly. So I'm working out trying to stay ready. And I tell you, it was Sunday. The Eagles were playing. And my agent called. And Monday I flew out. Tuesday training camp started.
And no way to dream, possibly, that you would be here so long and be part of two championship teams and get some of your best friends on the planet Earth, because you and number 21 are still pretty close, aren't you?
Yeah, man. I was we were supposed to link up for dinner. He had to cancel. So as to, you know, he's a Bears fan, and the Bears had the number one pick today. They made the big trade, and I was like, "Dude, that's a great trade. You know, you guys got a great receiver and picks." So when he canceled dinner on me, I was like, "That was a lousy trade. You know, I hope it blows up in your face."
And Antonio Daniels became a very close friend as well.
Yeah, I mean, all of us. I mean, Antonio Daniels and Tim were probably my closest friends because we were all around the same age and we spent the most time together. But I'm still super close with David, obviously. Sean Elliott is like, you know, my brother from another mother. I love him to death. So all these guys still. Bruce Bowen, I saw him last week at a birthday party in Texas here. And it was just, you know, a great time. And like you said, all of those memories and experiences still ring true today because we're still all very close.
And you were a big part of two championship teams, 99 and 03, two completely different teams. Not completely different, but, of course, Tim had become the man by 03, and then you had this wild rookie from Argentina coming in. Tony had already played a year. So take us through, first of all, the 99 championship team, just your thoughts and memories, the fond ones of going through that entire season, because I know there's some ups and downs very early in the season.
Yeah, man. You know, I just remember we were 6-8, and it was a lockout shortened season, excuse me. We're 6-8 at Houston, and, you know, usually the guy that got us in was Avery. Avery Johnson got us in the huddle. Hey, guys, come on. Let's get ready to play and be ready to this.
By the way, you're the third or fourth person that's done an Avery impersonation.
Yeah, they're legendary. But that night, David got us in the huddle. And David really didn't say much before the game. So I bring that up because we were, rumor has it, no one knows for sure, but rumor has it, a coaching change could have been made had we lost at Houston. And we won that game. David got us right. When Dave speaks, you know, you listen. So we got right. We won that game. We went 31-5 down the stretch from there, finished with the number one seed. And the legend of Tim Duncan was born in those playoffs. And we won the first championship. And then in 2003, we had a really good team. And, you know, that's when the Lakers were finishing up their three-peat. And, you know, for those years, it was either the Lakers or us coming out of the West. So we had some battles. And then, you know, Tim had it in his mind, Dave, you know, had it in his mind that we were going to beat those guys. We were going to get over the hump. And that was a special year because we, you know, ruled the entire season, finished with the number one seed, dethroned the Lakers in L.A., which was like probably just as high as the championship, and then went on to win the championship.
110-82 is the final score of that game six. I remember very well because I was yelling on the radio and it was quiet in there except for you guys. Yeah. And Jack Nicholson didn't like me yelling too much. I don't think. But that was such a special time because it was a big purple hump that you guys had to get over. They were the champions three times. Yeah. That game, that series really kind of defined that season. But what do you remember most about that series? Because Tim, he was really unbelievable.
That's when, you know, people forget, like, Shaq is this big, lovable teddy bear now, you know, big guy, but he was smaller then, and he could move, and he was very, very tough to guard. And, you know, he had gotten better at guarding Tim over those 3 years. You know, Tim, he could never really guard Tim, but Phil Jackson did a good job of switching it up on Tim. Every once in a while, he would throw Shaq on him, or he'd have Ori on him or somebody, but Shaq started, you know, closing the games on him that year, and I wouldn't say he didn't lock Tim up, but he had success against Tim in the regular season. And it was like in that playoff series, Tim was saying, like, all right, I'm done with this. Like, this guy can't guard me, and I'm about to go out here and prove it. And he did the entire series, and it wasn't close. So I think once Tim decided to be that Tim, we took off after that. It was like, you know, that was, I think, second round in the West. So,
right.
And, yeah, we had to get through Dallas and then go to Jersey. So that was a second round. And Tim, I think, right there grew into the Tim Duncan we know and love.
Meet Self. We're the app that helps you build credit and build savings so you can build the life you've been dreaming about. With Self, you can build positive payment history, build your credit score, and get your savings back in the end, minus interest and fees. No credit score necessary to get started. Build stability, build swagger, build your financial freedom. You've got goals. We've got your back while you build your future. Build credit, build savings, build dreams. Download the Self app today. Credit builder accounts made by Lead Bank, South State, and Sunrise Banks N.A. Members FDIC and Equal Housing Lenders. Results vary. Details at Self Inc.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing.
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Like many of us, you might think identity theft will never happen to you. But consider this. There's a new identity theft victim every 3 seconds in the U.S. That's over 15 million people by the end of this year, equal to the populations of New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago combined. Even worse, identity theft victims often don't even know they're victims. That's why LifeLock Identity Theft Protection alerts you to identity threats, even the ones that don't show up on a credit report, like data breaches, fraudulent bank transactions, loan and credit card applications, and crimes committed in your name. If your identity is stolen, your own dedicated LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. LifeLock protects you in ways that you simply can't on your own. Join now and save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. That's LifeLock.com/iHeart to save up to 25%. Identity theft protection starts here.
The thing I remember most about the Dallas series that followed was Steve Kerr's night when he hit those four threes in a row and he hadn't been playing at all. Remember that?
Yeah, Steve had a night for the ages there.
Greg Popovich a moment ago inserting Steve Kerr for the first time tonight. How about Steve Kerr on his first attempt hitting the three? Here's Kerr for three. Yes! Steve Kerr, a member of four straight NBA championship teams. Three with the Bulls, and in 1999 with the Spurs, has come off the bench to hit two threes. The game is tied at 71. Kerr with another three. Yes! Kerr again! Steve Kerr with another three!
There's no surprise, you know, that Steve would do something like that because he's a consummate professional. He, you know, never really played, you know, that year, but he was always first in the gym, last to leave. But the one thing, you know, I think everybody, I know everybody to a man, 1 through 15 on the team, we were just super happy for Steve because it could not have happened to a better person, a nicer person. And, you know, I'm just happy for him. I'm happy at the success he's had since then. But, you know, if anybody was to have a night like that, it had to be Steve Kerr.
The finals were awesome, too. But and my fondest memory of the finals, and I tell people this all the time, was when you dunked on Dikembe Mutombo. Yeah.
Why is Kenyon Martin denying possession of the ball in the extreme wing of the league?
I don't know, but that was in the face of Hall of Fame right there.
Boy. Holy mackerel. That was a jam and a half.
And you gave him a little finger wave, right? So, and that was a key moment in that game because that was a road game, I remember.
It really was. And Jersey was tough, man. That's back when you could beat people up in the playoffs. And they had some goons that had just, you know, contracts out on Tim. So they were beating up everybody in the front court. And they had split with us here. They won game two. That's and then right. We had to go back to Jersey and get home court advantage. And I think we were down at the moment, or they had control of the game. And, you know, Pop calls us timeout and gives us one of his legendary Serbian timeouts where he's ripping us
red
new
in the
one.
Face.
Yeah. And, you know, I just remember coming out of the huddle and I was upset. And, you know, threw the towel and I was yelling at guys. And, you know, I got an opportunity. And just climbed Mount Mutombo, and there it is.
Maybe the best defensive team I've ever seen, Malik. That team in the 03 finals, and of course the 05 finals later, but the 03 finals, the defense that team played, your team played, I think Tim blocked 32 shots in that series.
Yeah, I think it was two blocks shy of a quadruple-double in the deciding game six. But, yeah, that was a special team. I loved that team, you know, partly because, you know, I had the biggest role of my career that year, you know, playing on that team. So that's why it was mostly special to me. But that team was really special because we were really versatile. Like, Pop could, you know, play offense. He could play defense. We had shooting. We had athletic ability. We had playmaking. We had guys that created doubles. And, you know, Pop had a team. And, you know, 05, you could probably say the same thing. But we're talking about 03. He could just do a lot of different things with that team. It was a very versatile team and just, again, special times.
Yeah, and you're a big, big part of that, of course. You know, this is the 50th anniversary for the franchise. I ask all the guys that come through here, you're going to get honored tonight, which is awesome. I can't wait to be part of that. But the legacy of this franchise, of course, starting back way in the ABA, way back when, 50 years now, when you think of the Spurs, even though you were a big part of it, I know it's hard to kind of step back, but what do you think of as far as the legacy of the Spurs in the NBA?
That's a good one, Billy. I mean, there's so many things to think about, but I think, I guess some of the things that popped in my mind when I think about the Spurs over the years, over the decades, just class personified, special, just love, commitment, just all kinds of, you know, just community for sure. Those words ring, you know, pop into my head, and I just, when I think of San Antonio over the years I played here, lived here, and before, think of those things. Just like just real good character, morals, values, family, love, things like that.
Before we let you go, I wanted to give an update or get an update from you on what you're doing now, because you're very involved with the NBA basketball operations, right?
Yeah, man. My life is kind of like, you know, the microcosm, or I guess the epitome of just being in the right place at the right time. You say, you know, big part of, you know, thank you. You're very kind. You're a big part of any team. But, you know, the championships, getting drafted, my college career, meeting my wife, my family.
Malik's Philly's famous.
Philly's famous. It's just like... being in the right place at the right time, man. So I really truly thank God for, you know, him putting me here for as long as he did, allowing me to be, you know, just mentored by such great people, coached by great people, and, you know, create the lifelong friendships that I have with, you know, certain people. I, like I said, I wouldn't trade it for the world. I'm really going to enjoy tonight, because my part of it is a small part of the 50-year celebration. And just being, you know, Tom James, you know, telling me, Malik, you got to do it. Like, I didn't want to do it at first. He's like, you got to do it. You're a part of it.
Yeah.
It's just special, and I'm really, really thankful.
It wouldn't be a ceremony or the 50th anniversary without you being included, and I mean that sincerely. Thanks. That's Malik Rose, our special guest this evening on Sound of Spurs podcast, presented by SWBC. Thanks so much for joining us. We'll see you next week.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen.
Pick up, pick up.
And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card,
right this way,
it's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Are you still searching for your perfect place to call home? Well, now is the time to buy at Fisher Homes. If you're looking to move in before the end of 2024, May could be your last opportunity to start building your dream home and close before the year's end. If you're hoping to move in even sooner, Fisher Homes also has homes that are move-in ready and waiting for you, where you can start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with a new home advisor today at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home.